From the Sky News Centre at 2. It's understood a knife brought in from outside a jail was used to stab a prison officer at HMP Long Larton in Worcestershire. It's not known how exactly the weapon got in, but a recent inspection uncovered an incursion of drones as an increasingly critical problem. A 25-year-old worker needed emergency surgery yesterday and is now in a stable condition. Two adults and a teenager have been killed in a car crash on the M5. It happened last night in South Gloucestershire, Daisy Steele reports.
Police say a white BMW left the northbound carriageway between Junction 14 and Michaelwood services at around 9 p.m. A second child suffered serious injuries and is being treated in hospital. The motorway remains closed in both directions between junctions 13 and 14. Officers say it could stay shut for the next few hours.
A man's been arrested after reports a car ran over pedestrians in Leicester. Two men and two women have been injured. Donald Trump says he'll double the tariff on steel to 50%. Before he made the announcement in Pennsylvania, he'd said goodbye to Elon Musk, who stepped down from his role as the US government's efficiency advisor. The Tesla owner was sporting a black eye in the Oval Office, which reporters asked him about.
You know, I was just horsing around with little X, and I said, go ahead, punch me in the face, and he did. Turns out even a five-year-old punching you in the face actually does.
No, his X did?
Yeah.
X could do it. If you knew X,
I saw his mom right now. I didn't really feel much at the time, and then it bruises up.
There's a warning the fire risks from stockpiling vapes could cost lives. A ban on selling disposable products comes into force tomorrow, designed to reduce youth vaping and tackle environmental damage. And in sport, John Heitinger has left his job as Liverpool assistant to become the new head coach of Dutch side Ajax. The former Everton defender moved to Anfield last summer. And that's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is an urgent appeal from the Disasters Emergency Committee. Powerful earthquakes in Myanmar have caused devastation and the death toll continues to rise. Survivors urgently need medical care, food, clean water and shelter. DEC charities are on the ground saving lives right now, but they need more funds. Visit dec.org.uk to donate or text radio to 70727 to give £10. Text cost your donation plus standard network rate. See website for T's and C's. Thank you.
All the hits.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now on DAB across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway. Gateway Community. Gateway 97.8.
The bathroom mirror's laughing at me, 'cause she knows that I'm just one drink away from your sheets. And I told myself I wouldn't be here again, but here I am falling for a future ex. It's bad, but I think I'll get another glass, 'cause you're hot and I'm stupid. I know what's good for me and you're not. Baby, you're hot and I'm stupid. I'm stupid. You're wearing your red flags on your sleeve, but if I rip off your shirt, I won't even see. You're a beautiful carnage. You could do a lot of damage, but if you're heavy-handed with me, I think that I can handle the heat. And it's bad, so bad. She knows that I like the way I look in your sheets. Oops.
You're hot and I'm stupid.
baby, we're hot and stupid.
Well, how about that for an introduction song? Beth McCarthy, Hot and Stupid. It feels weird to be back here, but on the same token, it feels nice to be back here. Hello again, Kurt.
Hello again, Alex. And for the third week in a row,
we have got Ash here again.
I'm back. Hey, can I set up the tent yet?
No, you're not setting up a tent in the radio station. I'm not too sure that Danny or Ross would be happy with that. Ryan wouldn't care. Just think, oh no, it's another person who just wants to become a radio presenter.
Ash, you are always welcome. I'll give you the keys, you can lock up.
Yeah.
Hello, by the way, this is Basden Pride's Pride Matters here on Gateway 97.8, where we talk about everything that affects the LGBTQ plus community, both locally, nationally, internationally, and even beyond on occasion.
Yep.
Now, of course, loads of stuff to talk about as usual. Oh, yeah, and we'll definitely also be playing some card-carrying Pride anthems as well.
And trust me, I've got a lineup set up for you all.
Oh, yes. We've already done a little bit of that already with the likes of Beth McCarthy.
Absolutely.
But main topic on today's show, and might as well address it right now, we are fully aware that last week's show, there was so much to talk about from stuff that happened during the week, we did not get to talk about the stuff that happened on that very day, which was the 24th of May, for those of you who are keeping an eye on your calendar, which marked Pansexual Visibility Day, and also Panromantic as well. And yeah, we're 1 week removed. We didn't get a chance to talk about it at the time, and we didn't want to try and sandwich it in with a little 5-minute nod during the show. We wanted to give it its
full Dane spotlight,
which is what we are talking about on today's show.
Well, in reality, it's a full 1 hour of spotlight with songs in between, but hey-ho.
Yeah, but we wanted to be able to devote the time to it properly.
Yeah.
We did a lot of talk about the agenda side of things on last week's show, rightly so. That fell on the 19th, so of course that was the first show after the fact. And yeah, we didn't want to just have a little nod to the pansexual and panromantic side of things.
We're
going to
give it its credit. We're going to give it full credit. Tough.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that is one of the main things we're going to be talking about on today's show. Of course, Pansexual Visibility Day was last week, and hopefully you celebrated it as well, especially if you fall under that umbrella. But if you were not even remotely aware that you even had a day,
then congratulations. You now know that you have a day and it normally falls.
And if I can please get the address of the rock that you've been living under, that would be fantastic. But
if you've moved in with Patrick Stark and you ask me if he's looking for a better roommate.
So, Pansexual Visibility Day, yes, it always falls around this time every year. 24th of May, of course, just gone. And again, it's a day to celebrate and acknowledge all those that identify as pansexual. And of course, we will be talking about more in terms of exactly what that means. Again, a lot of people, again, struggle when it comes to what pansexual actually even translates to.
Yep.
Again, I think we talked about this when it came to agender versus things like non-binary. And again, a lot of people would paint it under the same umbrella. A lot of people are not even aware that agender even exists. I think you still get an element of that with pansexual. I think a lot of people look at it as being, oh, you know, even when people explain what pansexual means, they just say, oh, so you're bi.
Yes, but with a fancy title.
And there is a difference. And of course, we'll be unpacking all of that, both pansexual and also panromantic as well, which is its own different thing, although related to.
Yep.
But
and as usual, we have our resident expert here.
And yeah, well, to be fair, I think a lot of us can throw in our 2 cents when it comes to this one this time. Of course, Ash very much pitches their tent primarily when it comes to all things trans-related.
Yeah.
But
literally, Ash was minding their own business on Thursday. I've just sent him sent them an all caps message. Ash, we need you in the studio this Saturday. Can you come in?
Oh, Ash, you're always welcome back. But of course, a lot of stuff to talk about when it comes to this as well. And of course, in terms of what that means, how it relates to things. Of course, our own experiences when it comes to understanding of it ourselves. And of course, if there's any gaps to be filled in as well. And of course, if you want to tell us more about your own experiences, if you identify as pan yourself, if you celebrated Pansexual Visibility Day, don't forget you can always hit us up on the socials at Basildon Pride on all the usuals. Of course, if you want to go direct to at Gateway 978 as well, you are more than welcome to. But like I said, we'll be unpacking all of that as we go.
Yes.
Because we are fabulous.
Full show, full show.
Oh, of course. Of course, we also have those amazing tunes besides as well. And Alex, like you said, you got a decent playlist for us today.
I've got a decent playlist, including another artist.
Give us a taste, go on.
Oh, Nah, not gonna give you a taste of that quickly.
Ah, you're making us wait for that one.
I'm making you wait for it.
Okay, if we have to wait for that one, what do we have next at least?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm thinking a bit of Murder on a Dance Floor.
Oh, good choice.
I mean, it's me. I've got a good taste in music, unlike some people. We'll see you after the next couple of songs.
You better not kill the groom, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so I'll have to play.
Brought to you by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
place. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Go for the moon.
How about that? Murder on the Dance Floor and All Star. Two absolutely iconic tunes and both in their own right.
Oh, yes. We were just talking off mic while that was playing. I mean, Smash Mouth, Shrek, absolutely iconic. But yeah, fun facts. We were literally just talking about this. I'm going to repeat it for the guys in the studio, but more for you listening. Is, fun fact, Smash Mouth, All Star, not actually written for Shrek. It was written for the Ben Stiller movie that released like a year beforehand, Mystery Men. If you watch the music video, it's got clips from Mystery Men.
You know, I didn't realise until you said it, and now I'm kind of replaying the video in my head, and I'm like, oh yeah, so it does.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a year later that they were then got used in the iconic opening from Shrek. And now it's kind of the Shrek song.
Yeah.
But it's been, and again, all the films that were released within like a few years of each other, it's been used in loads. Mystery Men is what it was written for. Shrek had it. Inspector Gadget had it. One of my favourite films of all time, Rat Race, used
really?
It.
Really?
Seriously?
I don't think it was in, I've never heard it in Rat Race.
The end of Rat Race.
I'm now going to have to go on.
Not only was it used, it's performed live.
Okay. Wow.
That the very final scene of Rat Race includes a live performance of Smash Mouth
by
All-Star.
That's brilliant.
And by the way, if you've never seen Rat Race, it's one of those films that a lot of people forget existed. It is absolutely worth it. So many...
It keeps on coming up on my recommended films list. So.
It's a total farce of a film. And of course, depending on your tolerance for certain types of comedy, a farce might not be your cup of tea. But it's John Cleese. It's Rowan Atkinson. It's got Whoopi Goldberg.
I mean...
It's got Seth Green. It's got all that these just absolute
has,
icons.
Okay, that just has my mind like, you need to go and watch this again.
A little bit of a nerd moment. Seth Green... was the voice, and yes, in that moment, Kurt, Ash, brace yourselves. Flight Lieutenant Jeff Joyke Moreau, Mass Effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
As well as Keith David.
Keith David is Admiral Anderson in Mass Effect.
Yep.
Seth Green is Joker.
Jennifer Hale, obviously female Shepherd. And Mark Meer is Commander Shepard.
Yep. There's loads of people who've lent their voices to that series.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But yeah, Seth Green, a.k.a., you know, Scott from Austin Powers, a.k.a. Chris from Family Guy, he is the voice of Joker in Mass Effect for the nerds out there. And I feel like we have just rocked Ash's world.
because Ash is just sat there with the biggest grin on their face and attempted to take a photo and put it on Facebook.
However, not the role I originally know him for.
Yeah? Go on.
Oz from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes!
Oh my god! Oh my god, the waveform just fully peaked then.
He played Oz, and that was where I first got introduced. I was like, you are so cool!
Oh, yeah. I've got a lot of time for Seth Green. Also, weirdly, like, he has now been doing Chris in Family Guy for so long. If you listen to the man's normal speaking voice, it's
you're thinking,
mushed.
Who is it?
It's so mushed from playing Chris. He sounds like Chris.
Chris. Yeah.
But then again, the same can be said for Matthew Lillard. I mean, you've done Shaggy in live-action films for so long.
He now is just the voice of Shaggy.
Yeah. Like, when you see him in the Five Nights at Freddy's movie, you don't realise it's Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, but also, this again, we'll get back onto the actual LGBT topic in a minute.
Which is a bit of a nerd moment, leave us alone.
But Matthew Lillard, who again, I argue you will never get more perfect casting than the cast of the 2001 live-action Scooby-Doo movie.
Oh, no.
No, that's perfect.
No.
That's absolutely
Shaggy
spot on.
Shaggy is Matthew Lillard.
There's no two ways around it.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is Daphne. Freddie Prinze Jr. is Fred, and all of it phenomenal. However, never has there been a better casting where you are so absolutely nailing every single essence of a character in the way that Matthew Lillard does Shaggy that they just hired him to be the voice of the cartoon.
Yeah.
Even
they're just like, hey, can you take over?
Even Rowan Atkinson's part in I think it was where they go to Spooky Island,
first Scooby-Doo movie.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, no one expected it to be Rowan Atkinson, and he just stood there like, hi!
Again, those films are iconic, actually. If you've never watched the 2001, I think the second one was in 2003, Scooby-Doo movies.
I'm going to check that now. I'm curious.
I encourage you. I mean, this is my childhood, admittedly, but I absolutely encourage you to go check them out. The first one, if you ask me, is better, but the second one does still hold up.
You was a year out.
2004 for the second, okay.
2004 for the second.
Although the second one is directed by one of my favourite filmmakers ever, James Gunn.
Ooh, fair enough.
It is?
Yeah. The second Scooby-Doo movie is one of James Gunn's first proper
project.
Hollywood movies. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's get
and off. And once you know that, you can see some of his hallmarks in it.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's get off the nerdy stuff and actually talk about what we're supposed to talk about.
Okay, if you must.
Okay, fine.
So, hello, by the way. We're back. Back to your regularly scheduled programming here on Pride Matters.
For those of you just tuning in, Pride Matters, sponsored by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8. I'm Alex.
I'm Kurt.
And I'm Ash.
And we are admittedly 1 week removed from, but that is only because there was so much stuff to talk about on last week's show that we did not get enough time to give this the attention it deserves, so we wanted to devote an entire show to it. Last week, on the 24th of May, it was Pansexual and Panromantic Visibility Day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, firstly, talk about raising awareness and visibility. Pansexual, I think, is one of those ones that often doesn't quite get enough understanding. And again, I think to a lot of people who, as laymen or people outside of the community looking in, on the face of it, very much paints itself as similar, if not identical, to bisexual.
Yeah.
And therefore, people hear someone. Here's someone who is pansexual try and describe themselves as pansexual. And if they don't choose the absolute perfect wording to describe it, a layman looking in will hear that and go,
you're basically bisexual. Yeah. And then you get that one pansexual, panromantic person who just goes, yes, but I've got a fancy title. What do you do with it?
Which still does not help someone without understanding, ultimately.
No.
But so, speaking of understanding, let's throw this out there. I think we should turn to our guest first.
Yeah.
Although I say guest, practically part of the furniture at this point.
Yeah, it's official that Ash is now moving into Gateway.
Yeah, Ash is kind of our unofficial third at this point. But so, might as well turn to Ash first before me and Alex chime in with our two cents here. So, as far as what pansexual means to you, and especially for anyone who would listen to it and go, well, it is just the same as being bi, what's our understanding of it?
Okay, so let's look at the age-old debate of pansexual versus bisexual. So bisexual is attracted to two or more distinct genders. So that can include those who identify as non-binary, those who identify as
obviously male, female,
so on and so forth. As long as it is two or more distinct identities, it would fall under bisexual.
Let's say I'm just putting this out as an example. Let's say I was, if I was dating someone that's transgender or non-binary, would that count as pansexual or?
I mean, it would depend. If you are
if I'm just dating them,
in generally just attracted
just,
to
just attracted to them, but not sexually active.
Yeah. If you were attracted to just say trans men, cisgender men, and amab non-binary people, that would count as still as being bisexual because okay. that is two or more distinct. Where it separates from pansexuality is attraction across the board, regardless of gender identity.
Yeah. Okay, that makes
essentially,
sense.
Gender's not even in the equation.
No.
Gender?
So I'm attracted to people.
Yes.
And for the record, a pansexual person, this is my understanding, Emily, a pansexual person would still look at someone and go, and would still possibly have a type.
Yes.
It's so, like, you know, I like blondes, or it's yeah. I like this particular body type, or so even would look at someone and go, oh, they're fit. A pansexual person would still have those kinds of preferences, but yeah. gender is not even part of the equation. It's not even on their radar in terms of what I'm really yeah. looking at and what I'm attracted to.
Very much so. I mean, I, up until last year, did I actually identify as pansexual. And it wasn't until kind of very early last year that I realised actually that the subset of pansexuality that I actually identify with more is androsexual, which okay. is attracted to masculinity. Ah. I'm attracted to masculine traits.
So what would the opposite of that be? Who's attracted to feminine traits?
I believe it's abrosexual, but I'm not 100%
sure. Abro.
Yeah.
That scans.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that rings a bell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're attracted to masculine traits. So that would basically masculine traits, regardless of the gender of the person
yeah,
who's
regardless of their gender or their gender identity.
Yeah.
Masculine traits are what I would go, like, the main thing that I'm
exactly.
attracted
so,
to.
So, again, a trans man who's quite masculine presenting yep. would count. A cis woman who's, you know, for want of a better way putting it, a bit more butch, would also
yeah.
potentially...
One of my... What, funny enough... Masculine woman is the reason I discovered that I was androsexual.
Yeah.
Because it was... I'm attracted to the masculinity in this person.
Yeah.
I could name names, but I think I'd get in trouble. But
yeah, let's...
Needless to say, mummy is always on top.
No prizes for guessing who your favourite wrestler might be at the moment.
Well, no.
we'll leave that alone. We'll leave that alone for another nerdy session. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. As far as the nerd topics are concerned, do not get myself or Ash started on anything wrestling related. I mean...
And don't get me, Ash and Kurt started on gaming.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, actually, I will take a quick opportunity to mention, purely because it normally only gets a mention on Ryan's Drive Time show. And if you've ever been listening to Ryan's Drive Time show on a Thursday, you'll occasionally hear me chip in because I like to come in during the week and get some stuff prepped for this show. But... since the idea topic of wrestling has come up, I'll give a very quick plug to it, and that is myself, Ryan, and the rest of the crowd over at the Talks with Dorks podcast are putting on our own wrestling event.
No
on the
way!
31st of May,
which is today. For those of you who haven't looked at your calendars, that yes. is today over at the Sporting Village, I believe.
That's it. 31st of May, we are here. It's happening tonight. And there are still some very few tickets available. Oh. I'm going straight there from here today. I am the ring announcer for this.
Oh, my gosh.
And I am buzzing. Now, if you are not already having your tickets for it, there are still some tickets going and we can get some extra chairs in. You can go to Eventbrite and it is on there. It is Talks with Dorks presents Never Say Die.
Which, to be honest, I'll give credit where credit's due. That is pretty damn creative for a name.
Oh, there's layers to this as well. It is, the event was originally, because we're all dorks as well, that's where it yeah. comes from originally. We love wrestling, we love everything nerd related. But the reason that it came from in the first place is because this is the year that marks the 30th anniversary of the Goonies.
Hey, and of course, Goonies
never say die.
Yeah.
And it also works very nicely as a name for a wrestling show,
oh, yeah,
so we will
absolutely
take that. Again, I'm involved. Ryan off of Drive Time is involved as well. Ryan is one of the main bodies and driving forces behind that. There is also an open challenge from one of the wrestlers who is taking part in a tag team match elsewhere on the card, RJ Singh, who is currently the Pro Wrestling East men's champion, and as well as taking part in that tag team match, he is issuing an open challenge and putting that title on the line to anyone who may wish for it. There's a few people who've expressed an interest, and that includes our dear Ryan, who once wrestled himself. It has been over 7 years since the last time he did. He's entertaining the idea at the very least.
And if anyone tries to say that Ryan is old, he is not old. He's 21 plus tax and VAT.
It's going to be an amazing show, though. Again, I am so looking forward to getting down there for the Sporting Village and kicking it off good and proper. We've sold quite a few tickets already, and it's looking like it's going to be an amazing vibe of an amazing crowd. And if you're going to be down there, I look forward to seeing you. But if this is the first you've heard of it, firstly, where have you been? Secondly, it is not too late to get some last minute tickets for
And
it.
Last of all, I want to know where you've been living. Have you been living with Patrick Starr?
So, again, Eventbrite, Talks with Dorks presents Never Say Die. It is there, and I will be there. I am looking forward to seeing you down there yourselves if you come in as well. It's going to be an amazing night. It is not just wrestlers as well. It has been a collaboration between some of the best independent wrestlers out there, including the likes of AJ Slambino, who is coming over to the UK to wrestle for the first proper time. Bringing his pond bro, Paul Johnson Naylor, who's making his debut in the... So it's a UK tag wrestling debut for the pond bros. And again, we've also got a lot of content creators from across the country as well, including the likes of Parky Streams, JE WrestleTalk, Stally, and a whole heap more besides. It is going to be absolutely awesome again. I cannot wait to see you down there. And if you had no intention of being there, change those intentions. Get yourself down there. Head over to Eventbrite first to get your ticket. Again, there's still a couple more available if you so wish.
We are also going to be going into... We're going to go more in depth on what pansexual and panromantic is.
Yes, we need to get the distinction on that.
Yes, we need to get some it more in. We need to probably have a little chit chat about that. I've got a couple of songs lined up, but I'm wondering whether I should turn the subtitles on. See you in a sec.
And the rhythm keeps playing in the back of my mind. Am I falling behind? Am I falling behind? The lights are too loud, the sound's so bright. I'm grieving the rest of my life, deceiving myself just to feel alright. Everything's better. I take it back. Comprehension is I'm free with instructions. I'm sick of soul searching, just trying to function. It's crazy how it's taking till 25, making that I'll be alright, because I'll be alright. And maybe if I try more, and maybe if I ignore the headache that's stuck in the back of my mind, that I'll try more to get tied. My nose rolling head down, finding my breath, and that's never coming, so something we like. Play the cat.
captions and turn down the dialogue. No distractions, just turn the subtitles on.
Pride Matters, brought to you by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
We just had I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry, but if you're wondering what that new song was, that was Subtitles by Noah Finch. Yes, I did give the song name away. When I gave the song name away, Ash's face lit up and they've just gone to me, "Alex, is that Noah Finch?"
Yep.
What can I say?
Also, I think I have to give Alex some credit here at this point, because Alex just introduced a song with a pun.
But I did have to do it.
You're a real DJ. Yeah. You did it. Yay.
The opportunity was there. I was like, this opportunity is lined up. If I miss this opportunity, I'm going to hate myself forever.
Honestly, you have just ticked a major box on your radio presenter bingo card. We often say you are not a real radio presenter until you've done a few things. You are not a real radio presenter until you've accidentally taken the station off air for 2 seconds by pressing the wrong button.
You're not a radio presenter if you haven't sworn on air by mistake.
Not that we ever do that.
No,
you are not a radio presenter unless you have done an entire 10 seconds worth of talking without realising that you haven't put your microphone up yet.
And I have done that.
Yep, and you are not a real radio presenter until you have either announced as an intro or back announced a song with an excruciating pun.
And I did both because I'm awesome.
Yep.
Oh, there was Raining Men by the Weather Girls here, and it might not be Raining Men, but it is Raining Cats of Dogs as we go to our weather report now. You've got to do it. There's always
an opportunity. And if the opportunity lines up perfectly, you saw it.
Oh, absolutely, always. You're not a real radio DJ until you've done one of those excruciating
puns. No.
It's almost a matter of personal pride when you get to do it, admittedly. So, yeah, when you introduced that song and said, I could tell you the name of this, but to be fair, I think I need subtitles. Clap it in!
Kurt literally looked at me with full confusion on his face. Like,
I was like a proud dad. I was a proud dad.
And then when Ash had turned around and dropped it, like, was that Noah some reference for Noah Finch?
Yep.
And then Kurt's face just lit up. He was just like, okay.
Yay!
Just clap it in, clap it in.
My work here is done. You are ready. Young Padawan.
Yes, master.
honestly, like this might be a joke for an audience of one, but I'm very happy to be that one at the moment.
I understood the joke, don't worry about it.
So back onto our regularly scheduled programming. Again, hello if you are just tuning in. It is Basden Pride's Pride Matters here on Gateway 97.8. And we are devoting a substantial amount of time on today's show to righting a wrong where we did not get a chance last week to give the right amount of attention to Pansexual and Panromantic Visibility Day, which was the 24th of May. So we talked a little bit about what pansexual means. And again, for those of you who were not here for it, firstly, where were you? Secondly, go back and listen to the show, either in the podcast format or on the Gateway 978 Listen Again service. But the long story short version of events... That pansexual versus, for example, bisexual, which is often confused with.
Yeah.
Both of which will essentially present as you loving and having attraction to multiple genders.
Yeah.
However, simplest way of putting it is that whereas a bisexual person will distinctly have attraction to two or more genders.
Yep.
Which could be any, quite frankly,
but
it's two or more distinctly. A pansexual person, essentially, gender is not even in the equation.
Gender? What's that?
Yeah, basically, I am attracted to people.
Yep.
I might still have some personal preferences, I might still have a type, but I'm very much attracted to people, I'm attracted to traits.
Very much so.
But yeah, on the face of it, yes,
they do present.
Presents very similar, and many pansexual people would forgive you for making that, you know, for making that misjudgment.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a long story different. However, there is the other one that comes up within Pansexual Visibility Day, and that is panromantic. So the pan side of things, hopefully not too much news to you at that point. Once again, essentially encompasses everything.
Yep.
However, difference between, and this should hopefully be an easier explanation, difference between pansexual versus panromantic.
So,
yes.
Pansexual, based on physical sexual attraction, hence the sexual part of it. Panromantic is the romantic or the capacity to romantically attach to people regardless of gender.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, quite simply, you could argue it as the difference between love versus lust.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a better way of putting it.
Yeah. So it is, I don't care if they are a certain gender or they are a certain gender identity or whatever. I have fallen in love with you. I've fallen in love with you. Not so much the body you have, the way you present.
Yeah, honestly, it's one of the reasons why you hear people often refer to like their significant other is they will say, they're my person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you see that person over there? Yeah, that one over there, the tall one with nice hat, that's mine. Don't touch them, I will bite you.
Yeah, there are plenty of fish in the sea, but that one right there, that's my fish. Don't touch my fish. But yeah, I think that's very much like panromantic versus pansexual again.
Yeah.
Again, like, whereas pansexual, yeah, you will have sexual attraction towards things. You will, it's like you'll have, you know, lust towards things. And again, like, you will, so again, you will be attracted to multiple different genders, multiple different backgrounds, multiple different things. And again, you will still have your preferences in terms of certain traits.
Yep.
Again, like, you are, it's like you are allowed to have preferences. Of course you can.
They're called preferences for a
exactly.
reason.
But despite those preferences, those traits could come from, in theory, anywhere.
Yeah.
Whereas panromantic, same difference. It's just it's more about the actual love and romantic element.
Yeah,
of
it's the more nurturing, relationship-based, the more date side of things.
Exactly.
You could put it.
Exactly. Like, for want of a better way of putting it, if you're pansexual, you'd quite happily get with near enough anyone from any area. Whereas panromantic, you would quite happily forge and form a life with anyone from any area.
Yes.
Okay, that makes some sense. That makes sense.
I possibly explained this very poorly.
But to be honest, I mean, if I've got more questions, I'll probably just badger Ash.
Google is a fantastic thing.
Yeah. Yes, but on the same token, Google, like any other search engine, it is filled with wildly inaccurate information.
Not enough time in the day for fake news. Ash, I feel like you're about to make a point, though.
Yes. Paramantic is the romance side of it. It's the I have fallen in love with you. And that can go for multiple. That could go if someone wants to transition.
Yeah,
you still are in love with the person. They're just presenting in a different way.
Yeah. I'll openly admit I've dated a trans man, I've dated trans women. There's no difference. At the end of the day, I'm still human. I still love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where pansexual and panromantic kind of lies, is that
yeah.
I'm attracted to humans.
Yeah. I like people.
Yeah. Do you bleed red? Do you have a pulse? Are you human? Yes, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah. I'm attracted to people. I'm attracted to humans. And once again, yes, I might have preferences in terms of which traits,
yeah,
you know, appeal to me more than others. But I would not necessarily care where those traits came from.
Yeah.
No.
Like I said before the last couple of songs, it might be that actually as a pansexual, panromantic person, that the main things that appeal to you the most might be masculine traits,
yeah,
or feminine traits. But those could come from a cis man, a cis woman, a transgender man, a transgender woman,
a non-binary person.
Yeah, the full shebang.
Yeah.
It's just those particular traits appeal to you the most.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then it could also, as I say, it's traits, so it could be something about a particular type of personality. It
exactly.
could be the fact that they're so nurturing, or the fact that they are so warming and so supportive of, like, family members could be another major thing.
Yeah. It could be, I'm pansexual, and the trait that gets me the most, I don't care who you are, you got a good sense of humour, I'm interested.
Yep.
That makes sense.
I think that comes very second for me underneath masculinity, is you've got to be able to make me laugh.
Yeah. I mean, if you can make someone laugh, then...
And again, that's where, again, those preferences will come into things. Of course, you're your own human with your own mind, and you have your own personality, and that is going to have preferences. But the fact is that those traits, again, can come from, in theory, anywhere.
Yeah.
And what your gender is not part of the equation.
No. Like, I find gender almost irrelevant, like almost completely irrelevant when it comes to who I am attracted to. Like I went and visited a friend recently, and I got talking to one of their friends. I went up to Scotland and visited a friend recently, and I got talking to one of their friends, and I was like, you know what? You and I find nothing in common, but you make me laugh. So there is something about you that has caught my eye.
Which, that's rare for that to happen. That is rare for that to happen.
Yeah. And again, I think romantic versus sexual is a very easy distinction to make.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be fair, obviously, a lot of overlap. Like, obviously, let's be honest, romance often starts as attraction in the first place,
yeah,
and then you realise that you actually have a deep connection with this person.
Yeah, there is something from this.
Exactly. So most romantic relationships often start with, do you know what, that's a bit of me.
Yeah, I like that. I like you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, with the exception of the ones that start as friendships and grow from there.
Yeah.
Where it kind of goes the opposite way, almost, where it starts as, I have a connection with this person, and then you realise there's also an attraction.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. Yeah, but of course, romance in general, often attraction's part of it. So of course, there's overlap between pansexual versus panromantic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
But if you want to have a distinction, there's a distinction.
Yeah. Mm.
The more you know.
Yeah, it goes down to romance and passion. Pansexuality, sexual identity, comes from the passion side of it. Panromantic literally has it in its title. It's the romantic side of it.
Absolutely. And again, if nothing else, again, getting that visibility and awareness of it. And again, on behalf of everyone who has told someone that they're pansexual and the response has been, oh, so you're attracted to kitchenware, are you? No! It's
absolutely
not. And also, can you please put the joke book from 2016 back on the shelf, please?
Yes, please. Actually, no, give that joke book to the Guinness Book of World Records and just leave it there.
Send this away, put this in the box, send the box away.
But yeah, obviously, but firstly, the joke is worn out.
Yeah.
Secondly, The fact that you feel the need to make that joke means you fundamentally don't understand it. Because you can't, it's like because you don't know what that means, so all you can think when of comes, is to make the joke.
How can I crack
when it,
humor
come, when it comes to making jokes, there are people that understand it and make the joke in the right context, and there are people that haven't got a clue on what they're talking about and make the joke and offend someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, just to clarify again, just to point, kind of have this full circle and put a nice neat bow around it. So yes, pansexual. If you want to identify what it is, pansexual, you are essentially attracted to the full spectrum of genders and identities. But the thing that will get you most is what traits they're bringing to the table and whether those are traits that you are attracted to. Gender's not in the equation. That does present itself very similar to bisexual. However, bisexual is more a case of I am actually attracted to this gender or this gender or this gender.
Yeah.
These genders, these gender identities.
Yes.
Yeah.
But again, on the face of it, that will present very similarly, but there's your distinction right there.
Absolutely.
And then pansexual versus panromantic, one is about attraction, whereas the other is about the actual connection.
Yeah.
And again, overlap, of course.
But as Ash said earlier, it's love versus loss.
Exactly. That was me.
Oh, that was you, sorry.
Not me. I explained it.
You explained it, you just turned around and said love versus loss, which,
So yes, Pansexual Visibility Day. Sorry for not mentioning this at the time, but there was a lot of stuff to cover on last week's show. But hopefully we've given it its fair moment in the sun today.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that we could just pretty it all up, put a nice big bow around it, and send it to whoever we need to send it to.
Be like, hello, we acknowledged it.
We acknowledged it, we're awesome, we don't care if anyone hates it, we care that you love it.
So, of course, if you want to know more about pansexual or any of the sexualities, attractions, gender identities, and everything in between, of course you can give us a follow on the socials at Basildon Pride. Of course, you can head to basildonpride.co.uk or maybe pop yourself down to one of the many events that we do throughout the year as well.
Speaking of events, on the 20th of June, as we have said for the past now 3 weeks,
and we're not
going to
stop.
And we're not going to stop. There's not a chance it's going to happen. The karaoke and curry night at Mintu Indian Restaurant down Whitmore Way, I believe it is.
Oh,
down,
yes.
Just down the road from the Jolly Fryer.
Yes, my sense of geography is terrible, but yes.
Yeah. £25 per ticket on the 20th of June.
And that gets you in, that gets you your food, that gets you a license to the mic.
Yeah, and that
gets you everything.
Is from 6:30 until 8:30 if you are plain and simply. If you want food, you need to be there at 6:00 so that way you can beat me, Ash, and Kurt.
There'll be nothing left.
No. Because otherwise there's going to be nothing left.
But yes, that is taking place again, 20th of June down at Mintu, and get yourself down there. It's always a great night and a great vibe, especially with the tunes
in
going.
In terms of purchasing the tickets, is it still on Eventbrite?
I believe it is, if memory serves me right. But again, you can get the info and the links from the Basildon Pride website, basildonpride.co.uk. There's a little What's On tab. Click on that and everything is listed there.
And if you can't find it, then you're looking on the wrong website.
You're just not looking.
Exactly. Or, you know, just drop us a direct message on the socials as well, at Basildon Pride, and we'll very happily point you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
I don't know about you, but I think we've got enough time for at least two more songs.
I think we might manage it,
yeah,
but...
Yeah,
and with that, on that note, that's probably going to bring us towards the tail end of things, isn't it?
It is indeed.
I could say that there is a story somewhere. So... we'll see you again next week.
Look what you've done.
I've created a monster.
This is the story of a boy. Out of dorm if I had a choice. It's like he don't know I exist, but I would absolutely love it. If he was my bad dates on the east side. Breaks down in the meantime. Drinks whiskey to sleep right. But it don't do the trick, cause life is a bit. Moved here from a small town. Fell in with the wrong crowd. I don't blame him cause most people suck and then leave you cursed. He doesn't know my name, but I could give much more. And it's such a shame. I'm sure you've heard it all before. This is the story of a guy who's holding back the tears in his eyes. He doesn't know what he deserves, but he still falls so hard it hurts. This is the story of a boy. Out of dorm if I had a choice. It's like it don't exist, but I would absolutely love it if he was mine. If he was mine.
put on Hollywood. Didn't go like he thought it would. And I watched him on the internet trying to be happy. It wouldn't have to if he knew that he could have me. I know it all sounds typical. He's cold and I'm invisible. He'll never know. And maybe that's just how it goes. This is the story of a guy who's holding back the tears in his eyes. He doesn't know what he deserves, but he still falls so hard it hurts. This is the story of a boy. Out of dorm if I had a choice. It's like it don't exist, but I would absolutely love it if he was mine. Walking through that door. Oh, I wish I could be the ending that he's looking for. This is the story of a guy who's holding back the tears in his eyes. He doesn't know what he deserves, but he still falls so hard it hurts. This is the story of a boy. Out of dorm if I had a choice. It's like it don't exist, but I would absolutely love it if he was mine.
Pride Matters, brought to you by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
Came into my-
on your mobile apps on 97.8 and now on DAB. This is Gateway.